Now, coming up this Saturday, March 20th, Carrboro United, the food hub that is now located right around the corner from us here at University Place Mall, is going to be doing another one of their tri-weekly food hubs. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, they're out there taking orders and giving out meals for people from a whole bunch of different restaurants and food providers in our community. This Saturday's hub event, though, is a really special one because they are marking their one-year anniversary of being in existence. Carrboro United came into being last year, March 21st, technically, as a very quick response to everything coming down with COVID-19. And now they're celebrating 1 year in operation. Joined in the studio by Zoe Diemer, who is one of the co-founders of Carrboro United and has been actively working with it nonstop ever since. Zoe, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
And you can get more info online at CarrboroUnited.com, by the way, if you want more on the food hub and the work that they've been doing. So a year already. How has it been a year? Does it feel like a year
right?
to you? Does it feel like 10 years, 2 days? Like, what is the feeling like?
Well, I won't say that I'd like to do this year again, but it's been, in a lot of ways, I think we're seeing some changes that will last for, you know,
A lot longer.
Yeah, that are really positive for this community.
Yeah. So tell us about the early days, the first few days of COVID-19, once the pandemic hit, everything shut down. Like, Carrboro United had this amazingly quick turnaround and a lot of organization that had to happen in the course of a week. What was that like?
Yeah, well, you know, we were all kind of just in triage mode. We didn't really know which way was up. We didn't know if our restaurant is this pandemic going to last a week, 2 weeks, you know? Good friend said, oh yeah, not more than a week or something. We're like, okay, well, we can probably manage that.
You know? I was telling people to be realistic and think maybe a couple months.
Right.
And I thought that was realistic,
right?
As opposed to super optimistic.
Yeah. But I mean, that week was really crazy. It was definitely the most difficult week of my life. Mm. And I feel grateful to be on a team that was prepared at that time just personally to respond with action. And I don't know who was the leader at that point, but we all sort of jumped in and we were able to just start building something new to respond. And in the course of that, also try and help our neighbors.
Do you remember like how the idea came about and like who had the idea to say, let's do this?
Yeah, it was our friend Tom Rayner, a good friend of ours who was the former CEO of Fleet Feet. It was his idea, and he kind of came into town and was like, guys, we've got to do something right away. And I don't know that we would have had the mental capacity to kind of shift gears like that so quickly if it weren't for him.
What was the public response?
I mean, just kind of overwhelming. We have one customer that's come over 100 times. Actually, no, we have three customers that have come over 100 times in a year. I mean, how many times have you gone to the grocery store? Like, you know, it's a lot. We have, I think, over 100 people that have come 50 times. That's an average of once a week to the hub, and thousands of customers altogether. So people have made a commitment to it that tells us that they're really, truly trying to save jobs locally.
Mm-hmm. And in the course of, what was it? I think only about 6 months you hit $1 million in sales, right? And what is it now?
Yeah, that was a cool moment.
Yeah.
We were very proud of that, and business has been great since then too, especially since we moved to our new location just near the studio here at University Place. So now all the traffic that goes between Durham and Chapel Hill sees our big sign and our big US Foods truck.
You got to be getting close to 2 million now, right?
Probably so. I mean, sales have been steady, so we haven't quite reached it yet, but yeah.
Awesome. Speaking with Zoe Diemer again, co-founder of Carrboro United. CarrboroUnited.com is the website food hub here in our community. Again, right around the corner in the parking lot at University Place, with food available from about a dozen or so or close to it, different restaurants, providers.
Altogether, we've had 45 vendors.
Wow.
There's not 45 right now,
right.
Through the year. Yeah, we took a look at the numbers for that 1 year, and you know, we've sold like almost 6,000 dozen eggs, you know, from Latta's Egg Ranch, 22,000 family meals, you know. But I do think that those kinds of numbers are, you know, that's just our sales, what people have purchased. But measuring the year is really you know, you should see like how many of our customers come by and bring our staff pizza, and they bring, you know, snacks and like sweaters and stuff, you know, because they're outside here and serving all these meals. So it really has built this sense of community, I think, not only between the people that are buying the food and selling it, but also as a business, the vendors, like, I can't tell you the number of conversations I've had. After over 6 years working at Acme, I've had more conversations in the last year with other business owners that are neighbors of mine that before we would have really just kept to kind of internal conversations. And now we're really thinking of ourselves as partners in business, not just on the same block, but, you know, faced with the same challenges, and why not face them together?
Yeah. How important has Carberry United been for all of the businesses that have participated in it?
A lot of business owners have told us that Carberry United is the difference between having to fire their staff or not, furlough them, not fire them, or, you know, having to close or not. I know that everyone has been doing everything in their power to innovate, so it's not just us, but I know that it's made a huge impact for us at Acme to be able to sell what is essentially, you know, a catering. We know what our costs are ahead of time. People are pre-ordering the meals, so it's guaranteed for us. And in this climate, nothing is guaranteed. So it really is some stability that we all need.
Any memorable stories from behind the scenes, people you've talked to, conversations you've had, experiences?
I mean, the thing that comes to mind first for me is just like spending the time with our staff and seeing them outside every day. It means so much to them to have a big part in this. And I'm just so grateful for their work and really helping coordinate this. Our manager, Mackenzie, she does all this work in the background to make this all function. And she kind of swooped in right at the beginning there and helped organize everything. So it's really a full-fledged business on its own.
Speaking with Zoe Deemer again, CarberryUnited.com for more on the Carberry United Food Hub. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Food Hub days. You can order in advance and pick up great meals and other supplies and foods from a bunch of different vendors and restaurants and providers around our community. So this came into being in response to the pandemic. Fingers crossed, sooner rather than later, we'll be kind of back to some semblance of normal. So the question is, does this keep going in the future?
We have no plans to shut down. What I've noticed is that maybe by accident, but Carberry United is not just a response to the pandemic. I think it is a response to a need that was not being met locally in terms of how we feed ourselves. People have always had very busy lives and they have kids to feed, and it's an option for people when eating at home is the right choice, but cooking at home is not the easy choice.
Yeah.
So this kind of fills a need in between. And I think that Carberry United is, at least locally here, maybe the new meal kit, you know, for people to be able to make something at home where there's not much effort involved, but it's healthy and it's satisfying and delicious.
Yeah. Got to start wrapping up. Anything else that folks ought to know about Carberry United?
We have recently changed our Tuesday hours from, it used to be noon to four. Now it's 2 to 6 so that we can offer something to people who work late and want to drop by on the way home from work. So Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and it would be great to see everyone this Saturday where we've got, you know, party hats and music and stuff. We're going to be celebrating. It's really, I'm so proud of our staff and really of just all of this community for showing up. Our customers are everything, and they've really showed us how much this means. So thank you.
Again, CarberryUnited.com for more information, and check them out Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, but especially this Saturday, the 20th, for their one-year anniversary. One day before the one-year anniversary, technically,
yes.
But marking it anyway. CarberryUnited.com, the website. Go there and find out more. Zoe Deemer, thank you so much for being with us today and for all you and everyone have done over the last year.
Thank you, Aaron.